And now here are some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. With the announcement of the general election for the 4th of July, we are top heavy with related letters, so our apologies in advance. Paul Milner from Sheringham writes, I get it, I really do. Yes, we are in the UK and are already bored silly by the general election campaign with its schedule offering us 6 weeks of explanations and unrealistic promises. Those political pots of gold at the end of the rainbow, but only if you vote for us. Oh yes, quite. Been there before many times, thank you very much. All that said, it is only 6 weeks. In the US, the campaigning goes on for more than a year. Our forefathers and mothers fought and died to get the vote, so we should use it wisely. Listen and think about what individual politicians have achieved while in power and what others say they will do if they get your vote. Politicians know what they should do, but tend to promise the unachievable.
Steve Mackinder from Denver comments on a wet-looking PM. So the government has called it, and we have now faced 6 weeks of relentless positivity from gurning politicians smiling their smiliest smiles and political commentators forensically doing a post-mortem on their every disingenuous sentence. Who else watched a sodden Rishi Sunak doing his best to sound perky and bright with rain trickling down his neck? Never did a man look more defeated at the outset of the race of his life. Couldn't they have found him a gazebo to save his embarrassment as he announced he's decided to ruin the next 6 weeks of summer for the rest of us? Roll on July the 5th.
Tim Bornett from Old Buckingham expresses his view on the National Service proposals. It appears that if the Conservatives win the election in July, then 18-year-olds and presumably those up to 30 years old will or could be called up for National Service. Does this mean that 70-year-olds and above could be called up for the Home Guard? Don't tell Sunak your age, Pike!
Tom Cushing from Little Snoring also has some views on the matter. Further to the Prime Minister's announcement to introduce National Service, I deeply resent Sir Keir Starmer's dismissive description of this as a sort of teenage dad's army. I was called up to do National Service in the 1950s when I was 18 years old, as were most of my friends. Some of them fought in the Korean War. Sir Keir obviously knows little about the Second World War, where the majority of those in the front line were between 18 and 24. A visit to the war graves of Europe will show how many 18 and 19-year-olds sacrificed their lives for their country.
The post office scandal is the subject for John Kenny from Acle. When the sub-postmaster scandal first hit the headlines, my first thought was the statistical impossibility of so many hitherto blameless people becoming overnight criminals. Perhaps some credible statistician could actually calculate the odds of such an event occurring and publish the hard facts in the press, and then those who decided to authorise the prosecutions could comment on the result. The cost to the victims of all concerned must be massive. It makes one wonder why the 11-plus exam was ever abandoned.
Our final letter is from Bill Edney from Causton. The current candidates for the general election immediately reminded me of a song once sung by the comedy musical group the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The government always gets in.